This is dictation for Kimberly Jenkins, KIMBERLYJENKINS. Kimberly Jenkins, date of service is 12/15/2025. Date of accident is 10/23/2025. Date of birth is 6/1/1972. Kimberly Jenkins is here for follow-up evaluation. She was initially involved in an automobile accident as a driver who was rear-ended. At 40 miles an hour, leading to headaches with symptoms of TBI like dizziness, loss of balance, forgetfulness, confusion, nightmares, fearful of the event, nausea, pain syndrome affecting the neck and lower back, and trapezius muscles with a lot of trigger points, numbness and tingling of both hands, shooting pain to the right leg, posteriorly and laterally. All of these symptoms are continuing. Pain is around 9 in the areas of neck and lower back. Headaches are 9. Very terrible spasm in the upper trapezius bilaterally involving cervical thoracic fibers and paravertebral region, L1 to L5, are in spasm. 2 plus hypertonicity. Lower back pain is reported to be 9. There is a shooting pain to the right leg, posteriorly and laterally, involving the foot. Patient requests pain relief and injections. Overall, the pain is 9. ADLs are affected and 40% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the records for the ADL for system review. Additional issues, substance abuse and the compliance history. Physical examination profession 155 over 117, pulse 107, pulse ox is 100. Rest of the exam will come from the previous visit dated. December 8, 2025, dictation number 1214-016. Please make sure that there is a note of trigger points, 6 in the upper trapezius muscle on both sides, 1 in the cervical on either side, and 2 in the upper thoracic fibers at the junction of the neck to the shoulder. Trigger points are noticed as a reproducible tenderness. Patient has been in severe pain, has a stiffness of the neck, ADLs are affected, cannot go to work, crying in tears. The injections are being done according to protocol. 3 cc's of Marcaine with dexamethasone was injected to each trigger point using a 3 cc syringe with a 1 1/4 inch long number 25 needle, and entire needle was withdrawn, bandages were applied. The patient did report relief of pain. However, patient also has a MRI which is done on December 9, 2025 from M1 Imaging, and it reports that there is a disc bulge at C4, C5, herniated disc at C5, 6 with the indenting and abutting ABUTTING, right C6 nerve root, moderate neuropermanent narrowing, and disc herniation of C6, 7, indenting both C7 nerve roots. In addition, patient has a disc bulge of L3, L4, disc bulge of L4, 5, disc herniation of L5, S1, affecting both L5 and S1 nerve roots, bilateral neuroforaminal stenosis, and facetal ligamentous hypertrophy, covering L3, 4, L4, 5, L5, S1, bilaterally. Patient is also found to have a SI joint involvement that is being affected, causing a lot of pain on both SI joints, and is positive for Faber's test, Gosselin test. The patient is being planned for procedure, LESI, and SI joint injection in the next week. Medications are continuing. They have already provided on the last visit. Thank you. Maths were reviewed, labs were reviewed. Thank you.